That this barefooted beachcomber should possess such high-sounding dignity was inconceivable. His cotton shirt, unbuttoned, exposed a grizzled chest and the fact that there was no undershirt beneath. A worn straw hat failed to hide the ragged grey hair. Halfway down his chest descended an untrimmed patriarchal beard. In any slop shop, 2 shillings would have outfitted him complete as he stood before them. "Any relation to the McCoy of the Bounty?" the captain asked. "He was my great-grandfather." "Oh," the captain said, then bethought himself. "My name is Davenport, and this is my first mate, Mr. Koenig." They shook hands. "And now to business," the captain spoke quickly, the urgency of a great haste pressing his speech. "We've been on fire for over 2 weeks. She's ready to break all hell loose any moment. That's why I held for Pitcairn. I want to beach her or scuttle her and save the hull."
"Then you made a mistake, Captain," said McCoy. "You should have slacked away for Mangareva. There's a beautiful beach there."